The Buffalo Sabres fired general manager Jason Botterill on Tuesday and named Kevin Adams as his replacement. I'm Omar Fatu, and I'm joined by Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, just a few weeks ago, Sabres co-owner Kim Pegula gave Botterill a vote of confidence. She said in an interview, "He's our GM. Our plan is to continue with him." What changed between then and now?
Well, a lot changed, apparently. And this is stunning. I mean, Jason Botterill's track record through three seasons wasn't very good. The Sabres missed the playoffs every year. They weren't really even close. But after another disappointing season, when the co-owner, the team president, says the GM's going to be back, you should be able to take her at her word. But what happened, apparently, was with the NHL draft, which would normally be next week, taking place at some undetermined date, probably in the fall, the offseason is a lot longer for the Sabres. Terry and Kim Pegula sat down with Jason Botterill and had some deep conversations about the team's future, and they found that Jason Botterill wasn't really on board with their vision. And so, since they were on the same page, they fired him.
Now, the Pegulas held a conference call with reporters on Tuesday, also Kevin Adams and head coach Ralph Kruger on that call. There seemed to have been some sort of disagreement with Botterill. At one point, Terry Pegula said, "We needed to make some adjustments and we felt like we weren't being heard." What did you make of that?
Well, there was certainly a disconnect between them. And I think what you're seeing is that the Pegulas that we came to know over these past 8, 9 years, who spent freely and hired people and just expanded departments and built things, they're not gonna probably not gonna be like that, at least for a while. The Sabres have changed directions. The word Terry Pegula used was leaner, and I think that means a smaller hockey staff, fewer resources for scouting, development, you name it. And it probably would have been tougher for Jason Botterill to do a lot of the things he wanted to do on a smaller budget with less staff. And I think that was apparently the biggest sticking point and ultimately cost him his job. And these are different times, as we all know. Everyone's been affected by this pandemic and how it's battered the economy. And you've heard things recently from the Pegulas that even they're not immune to it. So it's going to be a different version of the Sabres in the future.
So Botterill wasn't the only news from Tuesday. The Sabres also fired their two assistant GMs, Randy Sexton and Steve Greeley, also their director of amateur scouting. And then we learned late Tuesday that the entire Rochester Americans coaching staff had been fired, and that included head coach Chris Taylor and assistant coaches Gord Dineen and Toby Peterson. That news came as a real shock. What did you make of that?
Well, I was shocked by those moves into Rochester. If you examine the Sabres organization top to bottom over the past several years, there hasn't been much success. And one of the few areas of success has been the Rochester Americans. They've become a winner. They haven't had a lot of playoff success, but they've been a very good regular season team. They've developed guys, and at the forefront of that has been Chris Taylor. I mean, he's changed things there for the better. I've had an opportunity to be around him a lot, do a lot of stories in Rochester, and almost to a man, the players like him. They like the operation he runs. They like his staff. And it was no coincidence that Chris Taylor developed into a very good NHL head coaching prospect. And a lot of people think that someday he will be behind an NHL bench. And for the Sabres to fire him and his staff, and that includes Randy Sexton, who was the Amerks GM, in addition to being the Sabres assistant GM, I think it makes zero sense. It really does.
Well, Kevin Adams played in the league for 10 seasons. He's been an assistant coach with the Sabres. He's worked in their front office. But like his two predecessors, he's never been an NHL general manager before. This was an in-house promotion. No one else was interviewed. Doesn't that make him another risky hire?
I think it is a risky hire, and I have a lot of respect for Kevin Adams. I've been around him for a while, back when he was a Sabres assistant coach, when he was running the Academy of Hockey at Harbor Center. And I'm not surprised he became an NHL general manager. He's a sharp guy. He's a great communicator. He has a lot of varied experience, but the path he took is a little different. He hasn't been involved in the day-to-day operations, on-ice operations of a hockey team in a long time. He was executive vice president with the Sabres, but that was on the business side. Yes, he was running things over at Harbor Center, the Junior Sabres, the Academy of Hockey, but and that means something, but it was teenage hockey players. It wasn't pro, junior, it wasn't college. It was a totally different animal. These were kids. So for him to become GM so quickly, I am surprised. But in listening to the Pegulas on Tuesday, they have a lot of trust in Kevin Adams. They've given him a lot of varied roles. I think he's embraced them all and done well on them. And there's just comfort in giving him the job. I think there'll be more communication, and I think there'll be more trust than there was with Jason Bottrell.
Well, let's review Bottrell's time with the team, his successes and failures. The good, he got a long-term deal done with Jack Eichel. He had a number one overall pick fall into his lap. He made a nice trade to acquire Jeff Skinner for next to nothing. He then signed Skinner to a contract extension, which Skinner didn't quite live up to this past season, but the jury's still out on that. The bad, his first coaching hire, Phil Housley, didn't work out. And, of course, there was the disastrous Ryan O'Reilly trade, which has really haunted him over the last couple of years.
Yes, I really think the Sabres never recovered from that Ryan O'Reilly trade. I mean, any way you slice it, you dissect it, it's just a bad, bad trade. And I've said in the past, it can still pay some dividends. The Sabres have Tage Thompson, a very strong prospect. They have Ryan Johnson, a college defenseman who was the first-round draft choice they got from the St. Louis Blues. But to trade a player of Ryan O'Reilly's caliber and to get basically no return on it, to pull him out of the lineup and have nothing to show for it, it helped contribute to these two lean seasons the Sabres have experienced since he left. And I think if Jason Bottrell might never live that trade down. It was just a bad, bad trade. And if you're looking at one thing that he did wrong during his time, that's by far the biggest. That's probably the worst NHL trade in recent memory. And Jason Bottrell made a lot of moves in his 3 years as general manager. And if you look over the roster, most of the guys he acquired, but he made some good moves. He got Jeff Skinner, as you said. I think he revamped the defense pretty well, but he just couldn't get the Sabres over the hump. He couldn't find that right mix. He couldn't find complementary players for Jack Eichel. He couldn't find more forward depth, and it really bit the Sabres. And here they are 5 years into Jack Eichel's career, and they've wasted some of his best seasons possibly.
Well, Bill, the Pegulas have owned this team since 2011. They're now on their fourth GM, their sixth head coach in that time. Just an incredible amount of turnover in just 9 years. How should Sabres fans be feeling today?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, because Kevin Adams is such an unknown commodity in the front office. I think, as I said, the firing Chris Talon of Rochester to kind of tear down what they've created there is an awful move. I think fans obviously wanted Jason Bottrell gone. They were upset. He came with a lot of hype and he didn't deliver. But sometimes the grass isn't always greener. For so many years, they wanted Darcy Gear gone. He was a polarizing GM. You either loved him or hated him. And how many of those fans who wanted him gone would just love to have Darcy Gear back today? I think a lot of them would.
Well, you can read Bill Hoppe's articles at buffalohockeybeat.com. Bill, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.